Many of you are probably expecting an older, wiser brother son standing here this morning. Dad had a slight medical emergency this past weekend and he was hospitalized.
但是我父亲呢，在刚刚的周末，他有一个紧急的情况，必须在医院里面。
And we're so thankful to the Lord that he was discharged from the hospital yesterday. He's at home and he's doing well.
我们感谢主，昨天已经回到家里，然后他现在恢复得非常好。
Yesterday he was laying on the hospital bed and he asked all the doctors, "Can I still preach tomorrow?"
他昨天在躺在医院的病房里面的时候，他还问那些医生说：“我明天可以站讲台吗？”
They smiled at him and said, "Absolutely not."
医生笑着对他说：“绝对不可。”
And so that is why I am standing here this morning instead of my dad.
为什么我今天站在这里来代替我的父亲？
My dad wanted me to personally tell all the brothers and sisters that he is doing well. Thank the Lord.
我感谢主，我父亲想亲自告诉大家说，他现在恢复得非常好。
And he knows that all the brothers and sisters really care for him and love him.
他也知道说很多弟兄姐妹也关心他，也爱他。
But he wanted to reassure everyone that he's doing well, and it's not necessary to call him or text him or visit him or bring food to him.
所以他想要让大家知道他恢复非常好，不需要说传简讯给他，或者是打电话给他，或来探访他，或给他食物。
And Lord willing, he'll be here maybe in a couple of weeks. We'll see.
主若许，因为我父亲可以很快回到我们当中。
Is it okay if we just dedicate this time to the Lord?
我们再把用一点祷告，把这件事情交在主手里。
Lord, we just confess before you how much we need you.
主啊，我们实在向你承认，我们何等的需要你。
Lord, you are so good and so patient and so wonderful to us.
主啊，你实在是如此良善，如此对我们有耐心，对我们非常的好。
And Lord, we desperately need you in our lives.
主啊，我们在我们的生活里面实在是渴慕你。
And we really pray, Lord, that this morning you would speak.
主啊，我们实在祷告，今天早上你来说话。
That your Holy Spirit would descend upon us in such a mighty way that would grip our hearts.
你的圣灵能够大大的降临，抓住我们的心。
That you would fall heavy upon us this morning.
圣灵大大的降临在我们身上。
In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
If you guys have your Bibles, please turn with me to James chapter 4, verse 8.
如果你们手上有圣经，请打开圣经，翻到新约的雅各书四章。
It says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded."
四章八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们；有罪的人呐，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人呐，要清洁你们的心。
So I want you to pay attention to the drawing near to the Lord phrase.
我想请大家注意到这句话讲到说亲近神。
So what exactly is our attitude when we consider drawing near to God?
当我们在思想亲近神的时候，我们的态度是什么呢？
Do we ever have that genuine desire to want to be in His presence?
我们是不是有这样真实的愿望，渴慕说我们愿意在他当中？
And sometimes maybe for Christians, maybe we've believed the Lord and for many years, maybe we have this thought that, well, I believe in Him already and I have my ticket into heaven and that's probably good enough.
对我们信主多年的人而言，有时候我们可能想到说，我们是信主，所以我们也得到了进天堂的一个门票，这样就够了。
And maybe that's good enough for us.
也许我们觉得，这样就够了。And
maybe sometimes we feel like, as long as I participate in church and church activities like prayer meetings and Bible studies, then I have fulfilled my Christian duties for the week, and this is good enough.
或者我们有时候会想说，哦，我有参加聚会，有参加祷告聚会、读经聚会，这一周的聚会我参加，这样就够了。
You know, when I was younger, when I was, I think it was in high school, the rubric for being spiritual was you have to pray during breaking of bread.
我还记得说，当我大概还是高中生的时候，那时候有一个 听过一个说法，就是说你要很属灵的话，必须在波本聚会里面有开口祷告。
There was so much pressure on the young people. You gotta pray during the breaking bread. That is a sign that you love the Lord.
啊，那时候好像有对年轻人有这样压力，说波本聚会一定要开口祷告。
And if you didn't, people, all the older ones would look at you like, "Come on, you should do it next time. Do it." You know?
如果你没有开口祷告的时候，年长的弟兄姐妹可能就告诉我们说。下一次要祷告，下一次要祷告。
You know, I remember one of our youth leaders, I think I was a freshman in high school, he sat next to me during the breaking of bread, and before it started, he said, "Ben, I'm going to pray first, and as soon as I'm done praying, you're going to pray right after me."
我还记得我在大一的时候，那是一个带领我们的一个弟兄呢，他就波米约坐在我旁边，他事先跟我说，他说我等一下要先祷告，我祷告完之后就换你祷告。
It was so awkward. He sat next to me. He prayed, and as soon as he prayed, he would tap on me.
那时候觉得非常尴尬，他就坐在我旁边，然后他一祷告完之后，他就拍我，要叫我祷告。
And I did because it was so it was just so awkward. He kept tapping me.
那当然那时候我是祷告了，因为实在是有点尴尬，因为他一直在敲我的大腿。
So you know, this became my whole purpose in coming to church meetings.On Sunday.
所以那变成说我每次来聚会的时候变成我唯一的目的。
It was, yeah, that was my whole reason for coming was after I prayed, it was like, whew, sigh of relief, I fulfilled my Christian duty for the week and I did it, now I'm good.
所以变成说一种情况是我每次来祷告完之后我就觉得非常的释放，因为我说哦，我已经尽了我做基督徒的责任。
And then there are some weeks where I didn't,pray because I didn't have the opportunity or someone prayed over me and I didn't get to pray.
那有时候呢我可能没有祷告，因为也许有些弟兄姐妹我没有抓住的机会，或有些弟兄的祷告盖过了我。
And then I felt so guilty. I felt like, oh, I disappointed you, God, or I disappointed all the people around me that I didn't pray during breaking bread.
那反而说我那时候碰你聚会没祷告的时候，我反而有这样一个罪恶感，说哦，我好像叫弟兄姐妹失望了，我叫主失望了。
So that was a rubric for someone who loved God.
因为那时候好像是一个这样的教导，就是说这样才是爱主的人。
I prayed, but had zero desire or understanding of what it means to come to Jesus.
我虽然祷告了，但是我却没有完全没有这样的渴慕，也没有这样的心愿说来亲近主。
So on days when I did pray, it looked pretty good on the outside, maybe.
所以虽然在我祷告的那些时候呢，从外表来看我是好的。
And not to discourage you young people, I think you should pray.
我讲这样的话并不叫你们不要祷告，我想你们是应该祷告。
But do we have that desire to come to Jesus?
但是我们是不是有这样的渴慕要来亲近主耶稣？
And it's really our desire, it's our heart's desire to draw near to the presence of God.
也应当是我们心里这样的渴慕，我们愿意来亲近主，来在他同在里面。
You know, we can participate and sometimes we can show up, but it might not mean that we actually drew near to the Lord or touched his presence.
我们或许有参加聚会，我们或许有出现，但并未必代表我们的心是渴慕主。
I think the real issue, I believe, is whether or not we are really desperate for the Lord or not.
所以我想这关键点就在于说我们向主是不是有那样的一个渴慕，那样一个迫切。
Do we really feel like we need God? We need to be close to God.
我们是否真实的觉得我们需要主，需要来亲近主。
If we are not desperate for the Lord, or if we don't feel like we need Him, then you can come to church every Sunday, you can go to every single church meeting, you can even pray during breaking of bread, but maybe...You will not experience the power of His presence.
我们如没有真实的像主那样的迫切的渴慕，也许我们参加各样的聚会，有都有祷告，但是可能并没有这样的果效。
You know, James 4, verse 8 says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." And the NIV version says, "Come near to God." So come to Him, and He will come to you.
雅各书四章八节这里讲到说你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们，或者有一个英文翻译是说你们靠近神，神就必靠近你们。
But take note that God drawing near to us is prefaced by our desire to draw near to Him.
但是我们要注意到这里说的是说神要能亲近我们，必须我们有这样的渴慕要来亲近神。
And he is a God who loves us so much.
因为神实在是一个非常爱我们的神。
And believe it or not, he respects our desires.
Respect.
He respects our desires.
我们也许不相信，但是事实上，神也很尊重我们的渴慕。
So he will not force himself upon you.
因为神从来没有强迫我们做任何事。
So it's up to us whether we want to come near to him and come into his presence.
所以是由我们自己来决定，我们愿不愿意来亲近神，来靠近神。
So hold on to James chapter 4 verse 8. We'll come back to that at the end. But there's two examples in the Bible of people, two individuals who came to Jesus that I'd like us to consider this morning.
我想我们要把我们的圣经留在这个雅各书上四章八节。那我们接下来讲圣经上两个例子，来看他们怎么样来靠近主。
The first one is Zacchaeus. If you look at Luke chapter 19.
第一个人是撒该。 我们来看路加福音19章。
Just the first, maybe 10 verses. It says, he entered Jericho and was passing through, this is Jesus, and there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was and was unable to because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. Remember the Sunday school song, Zacchaeus was a wee little man? He's a little guy. So he was small in stature. Verse 4, so he ran on ahead and climbed into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. When they saw it, these were all the people around him, the other Jewish people around him, they all began to grumble, saying, he has gone to the guest of a man who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
You want me to read that?
That's okay. We probably don't have to. Maybe those in Chinese can just read along. It's kind of a long passage. Sorry.
我们刚才是念过路加福音19章第1到第10节，讲到撒该的故事。撒该是身量矮小的一个人。我们在主日学有唱过这样的诗歌，说撒该是矮小的。
Yeah, so Zacchaeus, we see from verse 2, he was a tax collector.
我们知道从第二节我们看见撒该他这个人是收税的。
A chief tax collector, actually.
而且他是一个税吏长。
And the tax collectors back then were looked upon as traitors to their own people.
因为那时候收税的人呢，他们对犹太人看他们是觉得他们是一个卖国贼，因为他们是帮。
So the Roman Empire would basically hire these Jews to go to their own people to collect taxes from them.
因为那时罗马帝国就雇佣这些犹太人去向他们本国的人来收税。
And these tax collectors were able to keep a certain percentage or portion of it.
那这些收税人呢，他们的奖赏就是说可以从税收里面保留一些作为自己的薪水。
And so Zacchaeus here was rich. All he thought about was money, money, money.
所以我们看到撒该这个人，他是一个财主，他所想到就是钱，钱，钱。
Now the Bible doesn't say much about him, but he's probably constantly thinking about getting more money.
因为圣经上虽然没有样记载，但是我们相信他常时常在思想着如何收多点税，收多点税。
And I think a lot of us understand that money will not buy you happiness or fulfillment in life.
我们或许很多人也明白说，事实上金钱没办法买到快乐，或是买到生命生活的满足。
And so clearly there is this big void in his life that he is desperate for something to fill him.
所以我们可以很看清楚，在撒该的心里面有一个这个很大的空缺，他不知道靠什么来能够满足他。
And he was so desperate to find purpose in his life.
因为他实在是很渴望来找到生活的意义。
So he desperately wanted to see Jesus.
所以他非常渴望，很迫切的想要来看耶稣。
So when you make a solid effort, to experience Jesus, you will be rewarded.
所以他实在是做了一个非常实在的努力, 他要看耶稣,
and please remember, this is about our heart's desire, not doing more things outwardly.
请我们再记得,
so the Bible tells us that there was a huge crowd following Jesus.
那圣经告诉我们说, 那个时候有一大群人跟着耶稣。
And being short, you know, it must have been a really huge crowd. Being short, he couldn't see Jesus.
我想那群众人实在是很多, 而且撒该身量矮小, 所以他看不见耶稣。
So he planned and thought, well, he's going this way, I'm going to run ahead, climb into this sycamore tree so I can see him.
所以他就这样的打算, 他想说耶稣会从这里经过, 所以他就跑到前面去, 而且爬上了桑树。
Now, climbing into the sycamore tree was not a terribly dignifying thing to do, but it does show us that how desperate he was.
我们可以看见说, 这爬上这个桑树并不是一个很尊荣的事情, 但是我们可以从这里看出, 撒该的心是何等的迫切, 想要看耶稣。
Like today, if you were walking on the street and you saw someone like climbing up in a tree, like looking down, you would probably think there's something wrong with him, right? He's not totally there.
因为我们如果今天在街上行走，如果我们看到有人爬树，可能会觉得他可能有点情况不太对劲。
So he didn't care about the optics of his actions.
因为他在这里并没有思想他自己这种行为会给人家什么感觉。
He was just desperate to see Jesus.
因为他只是心里有这样的渴慕，这样的迫切，想要看耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, are we sometimes more concerned about the optics of our actions than seeing Jesus?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是有时候也常常只是顾念到我们自己的行动，而不是想要说看耶稣？
Are we sometimes more concerned about how we appear and how we look?
我们是很多时候只是在乎我们别人怎么看我们。
So our ego is too big that it may prevent us, you know, we don't want to do anything foolish, and that prevents us from seeing Jesus.
所以我们的自我非常的大, 所以以至于叫我们觉得不想做任何愚昧的事, 以致我们看不见耶稣。
Sometimes maybe we're too concerned about looking spiritual, like for me, it was praying during breaking of bread.
有时候我们可能只是在乎我们别人给我们看我们的属灵上的这种活动, 好像说我在祷告聚会中祷告一样。
That we completely neglect actually seeing who our Lord and Savior is.
以至于我们完全忽略了看见我们主耶稣来看见他是我们的救主。
So when Zacchaeus climbed into this tree, he didn't care about how ridiculous he looked. He only cared about seeing Jesus.
那我们看见说，撒该在这里爬上树, 他这里完全不顾人家怎么看他, 但是他的心愿就是他要看耶稣。
So what happened when Zacchaeus climbed into the tree?
所以当撒该爬上桑树之后，发生什么事呢？
Jesus noticed him.
因为我们看见
Right. If you look at verse 5, it says, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house.
耶稣到了那里,抬头一看,对他说,撒该,快下来,今天我必住在你家里。
So Jesus will always notice us. It's more about whether we have the desire to see him or not.
事实上主耶稣基督常常在注视着我们，只要看我们向着他是不是有同样的渴慕。
Out of this entire crowd of people, he noticed Zacchaeus.
因为在这一大群人里面，主耶稣注意到了撒该。
Because Zacchaeus was someone who really was desperate, needed to see Jesus, needed to touch Jesus.
因为撒该是这样的一个人，因为他是心里何等的迫切，他要有这样的渴慕，他想要看耶稣，想要摸耶稣。
So Jesus came to the house of Zacchaeus, dined with him, and that changed his entire course of life.
所以主耶稣基督就到了撒该家，这样子改变了撒该整个生命里面的生活。
Immediately, you have someone who is into his own riches and making money. He sold half of his possessions and paid back everyone he defrauded 4 times.
因为这样一个人，他原来是赚了很多钱，他是一个财主，但是立即的，他说他要赔，把这些讹诈来的钱要赔还给别人。
So there is something very powerful about the presence of Jesus.
所以我们在这里注意到主耶稣基督的同在产生何等大的力量。
When we see him, when we touch him, when we are close to him.
当我们看见他，当我们摸他，当我们靠近他的时候。
So this reminds us that we need to seek him with all of our hearts.
所以这提醒我们，我们应当全心来寻求我们的主。
This means that we need to do everything and anything possible to seek his presence, to come to him.
所以这也提醒我们，我们应该尽所有可能的力量来靠近他，来寻求他。
The second person that I wanted to bring up, the second example, is this woman with the hemorrhage who was bleeding.
第二个例子，我是要看见这个妇女，说是一个患血漏症的妇女。
And I'll read from the passage in Mark. So Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. Maybe I'll just read it in English again. Mm-hmm. And it says, And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse.
这是马可福音5章25到34节，对不起。
Yeah, no. When he heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I touch this clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out of him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, Who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you ask, Who touched me? But Jesus looking around to see who had done it. Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the truth. He said to her, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.
我们刚刚读了马可福音5章25到34节。
So another example of an individual who is desperately wanting to come to Jesus.
我们现在看到另外一个例子，这个女人她是何等的渴慕、迫切的想要来看耶稣。
Now this woman spent everything she had.
因为这个女人花尽了她一切所有的。
To try to find a cure for her bleeding.
因为她想要找到能够治疗她血漏的方法。
And she saw every doctor possible. And in verse 26 it says, instead of getting better, she grew worse.
因为在这里看见她尽可能看了 各样的医生，但是26节这里讲到说，一点也不见好，反病势反倒更重了。But
what did she do?
所以这时候她怎么办？
So she came to Jesus with desperation.
因为她这时候来到耶稣，她带着一个迫切的心来到耶稣面前。
If we come to God with desperation, He will not deny us.
当我们带着这样迫切的感觉来到神面前，他必不
The Lord knows when we really want to draw near to Him.
因为主耶稣基督他知道，如果我们是真心的要来靠近他、亲近他。
He knows our hearts, and He knows how if we are desperate or not.
因为他知道我们的心，他知道我们是不是真的迫切的来要见他。
But He also knows if we come to Him and we don't care to be close to Him.
但他也知道我们来到他面前，是不是真的来。
Sometimes we can come, but where are our hearts? Is our heart really, do we really have that heart's desire to draw near to Him?
有时候我们是的，是我们来到他的面前了，但是我们的心是不是有这样的渴慕来靠近他？
To see Him, to touch Him.
要来看他，要来摸他。
So with this story, we can draw out so many different points, but this morning I want to focus again if we have the desire to come to Him, He will notice us.
这段经节里面有很多的点，但今天早晨我想要专注的就是，我们来到主面前，是不是有这样的渴慕，有这样的迫切？
Right, there were so many people crowding around Jesus. So many people were pushing Him and, of course, bumping into Him, rubbing Him and touching Him.
因为在这一段故事里，我们看到是有很多人跟着耶稣，而且拥挤，碰到耶稣。
But this woman was so desperate for Jesus that when she touched him, he noticed her.
但是这个女人呢，她是非常渴慕、非常迫切的想要摸耶稣，所以当她碰着耶稣的时候，耶稣注意到了。
That Jesus would even say, "Who touched me? Who touched my clothes?"
所以主耶稣甚至说，是谁摸我？谁碰摸我的衣服？
And even all of the disciples were puzzled. They looked at him and said, "What do you mean? Who touched you? Do you see all these people? This big crowd following you? They're all pressing up against you, pushing up against you. What do you mean? Who touched you?"
所以那时候耶稣的门徒也这样觉得奇怪，就对耶稣说，你没看见这么许多人跟着你，拥挤着你吗？你还问说谁碰你，谁摸你吗？
There's also a parallel recording of this in Luke chapter 8. This is Peter saying to Jesus, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. There's so many people. What do you mean, who touched you?"
那在路加福音八章四十五节也讲了同样的故事，那里特别讲说，彼得说，这么多人都拥挤你，你还问说谁摸你吗？
But Jesus responded, "No, someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me."
也在那路加福音那里记载，耶稣是这样回答说，耶稣说，总有人摸我，因我觉得有能力从我身上出去。
Now, of course, we all know that Jesus knows who touched him, right?
当然，我们都知道耶稣，他当然知道谁摸他了。
But he asked this question to make a point that those who really want to touch him and come close to him in faith will be noticed and will be blessed.
但主耶稣基督之所以这样问这个话，他是想要告诉我们说，如果我们是真心的、渴慕的、迫切的要来见耶稣、摸他的话，他知道谁摸他。
So he asked, "Who touched me?" so that he could have a dialogue with this woman.
所以主耶稣问说，谁摸我？因为他想要和这个女人有一段对话。
So that he could say directly to this woman, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
所以主耶稣之所以这样问，因为他想要告诉这个女人说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
Now, what a liberating moment for this woman.
因为这对这个女人实在是一个非常极大的释放的时刻。
She was in great suffering and so desperate to come to Jesus.
因为她受了很多的苦，她渴慕迫切的来到耶稣面前。
Now, and out of all the crowd, he noticed her.
而在一大群人当中呢，主耶稣基督注意到这个女人。
It's not just about being physically healed.
这不仅仅说她身体的疾病得痊愈。
But for her to hear her Savior say those words directly to her, what so awesome!
但是当她能够亲自听见她的救主亲口对她说这些话，这是何等的喜乐！
One woman out of hundreds, maybe thousands, who are all pressing upon Jesus, but because she really wanted to touch him, Jesus stopped and he noticed her.
也许是几百个人或几千人里面一起拥挤耶稣，但是主耶稣基督注意到这个女人，因为她有迫切渴慕见耶稣的心。
And he not only healed her, but spoke words of saving grace to her.
所以在这里我们看见，不仅主耶稣医治她身体上的疾病，主耶稣也说，你的信救了你。
What an awesome experience.
哦，这个经历实在是叫人何等惊奇。
You know, in both of these stories, we saw two individuals with desperate desire to come to Jesus.
在这两段经文里面，我们看见说两个人，他们是何等渴慕的、迫切的想要见耶稣。
In both scenarios, there was a huge crowd.
因为在这两段经文讲到，都是说有一大群人。
Maybe hundreds or thousands of people.
也许是数百人，甚至数千人。
There are so many people that short little, you know, Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus because there was too many people.
那时候有许多的人，所以这身量矮小的撒该，他就看不见耶稣。
There were so many people pressing up and pushing up against Jesus that Peter even said to his master, "What do you mean? Who touched you? Look at all the people crowding up against you."
这有许多人，很多人都在拥拥挤挤靠近耶稣。彼得就问耶稣说，你还问说谁碰你吗？
But what we can draw from these two stories is that these two individuals had a desire, a desperate, genuine desire to come to Jesus, to see him, to touch him.
但在这两个故事里面，我们看见这两个人都有一个同样的意思，就是他们有真正的心要来靠近耶稣，要来摸耶稣。
And the wonderful thing is Jesus noticed them.
那很奇妙的事情就是主耶稣基督注意到他们。
Out of the whole crowd of people, Jesus noticed them.
从这一大群人里面，主耶稣基督注意到了这两个人。
You know, today, if we look around in this room, we're a pretty big crowd of people.
今天我们看到我们在这个房间里面，也许也有很多的人。
We're all sitting here, we're all maybe figuratively just pushing, rubbing up against Jesus this morning. We're here to see, right, in his presence.
我们坐在这里，那我们也许可以想象说，我们大家都众人都在拥挤耶稣，因为我们在这里有享受他的同在。
But how many of us are ones who really, really have a desire to want to draw near to him?
但是我们多少人心里有这样真实的心说，要来，有迫切的心说，来，我们来靠近耶稣。
How many of us really have a desire to want to touch him like that woman?
我们之间有多少人有真实这样的渴慕，好像这个女人一样，要摸耶稣？
How many of us are so desperate to come to him?
有多少人我们来到这里是带着迫切的心？
You know, Sunday Christians, there's actually a term for it. Sunday Christians, you just show up to church and that's it. But Sunday Christians who show up to church out of routine, who come maybe out of guilt, like you feel like you have to come, who come because you think that it satisfies some sort of a religious checklist, like I checked it off, that I showed up.
那有一个名词就叫做主日的基督徒，因为好像这些基督徒人他们主日来聚会了，他只是出于一种好像良心的控告，觉得说要来聚会，聚完会之后觉得说有一个责任了了，就在这个纸上打一个勾。
We show up because we feel like it's something that we are supposed to do.
因为我们出现在主日的聚会里面，我们想说，哦，这是我该做的。Maybe
we can come, maybe we won't experience the Lord.
但是或许我们来了，但是我们却没办法经历到主的同在。But
out of this big crowd of people here,
但是在这里有一大群人。If
we have a genuine desire, a real desire to touch Jesus, to draw near to him, and we are willing to do whatever it takes, regardless how the optics look, Jesus will notice you.
但是如果我们有真实的这样的渴慕要来见耶稣，不论我们就有这样的行动，而且做出来的事情让主耶稣基督可以注意到我们。Out
of this crowd here this morning, whoever wants to climb your sycamore tree to see Jesus,
在今天早晨这样一群人当中，我们当中哪一位是愿意爬上桑树来见耶稣的？
I guarantee you, he will notice you.
那我可以向你保证，如果我们有这样的心，他一定会注意到我们。
He will notice you and he will dine with you.
主耶稣一定会注意到我们，而且主耶稣会与我们一同用餐。
You know, what was our expectation this morning in coming?
所以我们今天早上来到这里，究竟我们带着什么样的期待？
We come every Sunday or to every church meeting. What is our expectation when we come?
我们来到主日或是来到其他的聚会里面，我们究竟有什么样的期望？
Is it out of habit? Is it out of routine? Do we feel like a sense of deep down, maybe there's some sort of religious drive that says if I don't show up, then that's not good?
还是只是我们来只是为了满足一些责任，或是我们好像内心深处觉得这一个宗教上的需要，我们才来？
Were we really wanting to see Jesus?
我们是不是真实的想要见耶稣？
Were we really wanting to come to him?
我们是不是真实的想要来靠近他？
You know, I think sometimes it's easy for us to fall into that habit of just being here.
我想我们很容易就落到一个只是一个习惯，就是说来到这里变成一个习惯而已。
Maybe sometimes we come and then we leave, whether we touch the Lord or not, it didn't really matter to us.
有时候也许我们来了，我们离开了，我们甚至不觉得说摸耶稣是何等重要的事。
And it doesn't matter where you sit in this room either.
那也不在乎说你在这个房间里面你坐在哪里。
You could be the person sitting way in the back.
或许你是坐在最后一排的人。
But if you have that genuine desire, that desperate desire to want to see the Lord, he will not deny you.
但是如果你有真实的渴慕要敬耶稣，主耶稣基督必不舍弃你。
And he will see you and he will come to you.
他会注意到你，他会看见你，而且他会来到你那里。
If we go back to James 4:8,
如果我们回到雅各书四章八节
，and if we flip it around,
如果我们翻过去
，and
翻我们转过来说
，it would say he will draw near to you when you have a desire to draw near to him.
我们或许可以这么说，神必然亲近我们，如果我们有这样渴慕的心来亲近神。
Are we willing to do everything and anything to draw near to Jesus?
我们是否愿意放尽一切的责任，尽一切的做一切事来靠近耶稣？
Let's take a look at the rest of this verse.
我们再来看雅各书四章八节的后面的经文。
The next phrase says, "Cleanse your hands."
下一句讲到说要洁净你们的手。
And this means that we come to him with repentance and recognize that his precious blood cleanses us from all sin and all unrighteousness.
这个意思就是说，当我们来到主耶稣基督面前，他的宝血洁净我们一切的不义，所以我们可以洁净。
He is our Redeemer.
因为他是我们的救赎主。
This fact alone should cause every single one of us to come to him with desperation because He is the only one who can redeem us.
就单单这个事情就应该让我们可以真心的迫切的来到主耶稣面前，因为唯有他是我们的救赎主。
You know, when we think of drawing near to the Lord, do we come to him with that mindset, with that heart?
当我们来到亲近主耶稣的时候，我们是不是带着这样一个心呢？
That he is my redeemer, he is my savior. No one else can do these things for me.
因为只有他是我的救赎主，是我的救主，没有其他任何人可以做这样的事。
The second thing that if we continue on, that we read, it says you double-minded.
我们继续接下来读，看见主耶稣神在这里说，心怀恶意的人啊。
What does it mean to be double-minded?
心怀恶意是什么意思呢？
It means that you think that you can have both at the same time. It means that you think you can have the world, all that it has to offer, and you think you can have God all at the same time. It's being double-minded.
因为心怀恶意的意思在这里是讲，或许是讲到说，我们来到这里，我们享受我们能够得到两方面的，一个是世界，一个是神。
But it doesn't work that way. The Bible gives us many examples where you can't love God and money at the same time.
但事实却不是这样，因为圣经上已经告诉我们很多次，我们不能又爱神又爱世界。
Right? Zacchaeus was someone who loved his wealth. He was rich.
因为撒该原来是爱世界的，因为他是个财主。
He even was willing to be a traitor to his own people by gaining money and getting rich.
因为他甚至要做他本国的这个所谓的汉奸一样，就是要来出卖他本国人。
But when he came to Jesus, he was willing to give up his wealth.
但是当他来到主耶稣面前的时候，他愿意放下他自己的财富。
And he paid back all those he defrauded four times.
因为他可以说他骗了谁，讹诈了谁，他要还四倍。
When he came to Jesus, it was not.He's not being double-minded.
因为撒该来到主耶稣面前的时候，他并没有心怀恶意。
He came to Jesus not thinking, I'm going to hold on to my wealth, but I still want to see Jesus.
因为他来到耶稣面前的时候，他没有这样想说，哦，我要持守我自己的财富，而且我要想要看耶稣。
He came to Jesus not caring about how he looked on the outside, and he climbed up that sycamore tree.
当他来见耶稣的时候，他也不在乎别人怎么看他，他甚至就爬上桑树。
He just wanted to see Jesus.
因为他就是这样想要看耶稣。
And he realized that it's the loving kindness of Jesus that brings us to repentance.
因为他看见说是主耶稣基督的慈爱领他悔改。
And this is what Zacchaeus experienced.
这是撒该的经历。
And Jesus dined with him in his house.
所以耶稣就进去在他家与他一同用席。
You know, he was someone that everyone hated.
因为撒该原来是每个人都恨他的。
And he was short, he was annoying, and every time you saw him, he would ask you, he'd have his like, his little notebook, like how much money do you owe?
因为大概他不仅身材矮小，但他每次碰到他人碰到他，他就问说：“哎，你是不是还欠什么税？”
Everyone hated. No one wanted to be close to him.
因为大家都恨沙甘，因为没人想要靠近他。
But when he had that genuine heart to want to see Jesus, what did our Lord do?
但是当他有这样一个真实的心愿，愿意见耶稣，主耶稣做了什么呢？
He noticed him and went to his house and dined with him.
那主耶稣基督注意到他了，而且主耶稣基督到他家与他一同用餐。
And it even says the other people were complaining to Jesus, like, what, you're going to go to this sinner's house? What, you're going to go hang out with this sinner, this kind of a person you're going to hang out with?
甚至那时候属于主耶稣基督的同在人也向耶稣抱怨说，你竟然要到他这个罪人家里去啊。
The Lord doesn't care about the optics.
因为主耶稣基督并不在乎外貌。
He knew that Zacchaeus was someone who desperately wanted to see Jesus, desperately wanted to be close to Jesus.
因为他知道撒该的内心，他知道撒该是何等渴慕、何等迫切的想要见耶稣。
You know, today we can sit here and look as pretty as we want to, try to be as spiritual as we want to, but if we don't have a heart to want to be close to the Lord, we will miss out on experiencing dining with him.
所以我们今天也许把自己外表弄得非常光鲜，或者觉得看起来很属灵，但是我们如果内心没有这样真实的渴慕要见耶稣，我们可能就会失去那真实属灵的经历。
Yeah, and so this verse, there's a lot of wisdom in this verse. It says you can't be double-minded.
雅各书四章八节这些经文讲到说，不可心怀恶意。
Because there's nothing that can compare to our Lord.
也没有什么能够与我们主耶稣相比的。
And we need to have that tunnel vision. We run after him.
我们必须有这样一个专注的心，能够来奔向他。
And we all need to be Zacchaeuses, where we climb up our sycamore tree to see Jesus.
我们都应该像撒该一样，来爬上我们该爬的桑树，来见耶稣。
And so may we all be like a Zacchaeus.
愿我们都能够来学撒该。
We may not be wee little and super annoying.
也许我们并不是身量矮小，或者说非常讨人厌。
But like him, there's a lot of ugliness in our lives, right? There's a lot of ugliness in ourselves.
但是正像撒该一样，事实上在我们的身上也有很多很丑陋的现象。
But if we have that genuine desire to come to Jesus, to see him,
但是我们有这样真实的渴慕来到耶稣面前，愿意见他。
He will look away from our ugliness and he will notice us.
那他就会不看我们的丑陋，然后他会注意到我们。
And he will spot us out of the crowd.
他会在众人里面看见我们，注意到我们。
So out of the crowd sitting here this morning, will Jesus spot you? Will he spot me?
今天在座的人，或我们站在这里人，耶稣是主耶稣是不是注意到我了？
You know, and may we be like the woman with the hemorrhage for 12 years.
也许正像那个女人一样，患了12年的血漏。
We may or may not have physical suffering, but we are all suffering with the sins of our life.
也许我们现在身上并没有什么特别的疾病，但是在我们的生命里面，我们实在也受了很多的苦。
You know, this ego, this self-centeredness is like a poison to us.
因为我们这个自我，我们这个自私心，事实上是对我们而言是一个毒药。
That self-consciousness, it's all about me, 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 me.
那我们这么多么的注意自我，常常是说我，或是我，或是我。
Whether you realize it or not, we are all suffering.
是否我们认识到，事实上这是一个受苦。
But are we desperate to come to Jesus to touch him?
但是我们迫切的渴慕，愿意来到主耶稣面前来摸他吗？
And if we want to come to him so badly to reach out our hand to touch him, even his clothes.
我们是否有这样的渴慕，要来看他，甚至摸他衣裳的坠子？
He will spot us in the crowd.
他在众人中，他就会，我们若这样做，他在众人中就会注意到我们。
And he will say to us, go in peace and be freed from your suffering.
因为他就会对我们说，你可以平平安安的去了，回去。
So we really thank the Lord that He really loves us.
我们实在感谢主,
there's nothing good in us. We're all ugly, terrible people. We all sin. We're all self-centered.
因为在我们身上实在是义无良善, 我们都是丑陋的人, 是自私的人。
You know, why would the Lord want to come close to us?
所以为什么主耶稣基督来靠近我们呢?
But this is a gift. This is the mystery of God, that He would come into this world and pay the ultimate price for sinners.
这是一个神里面的一个奥秘, 因为他愿意来到世上为罪人付上这个赎价。
But brothers and sisters, do we have that genuine desire to want to draw near to Him?
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我们是否有这样真实的渴慕, 要来靠近主?
So look around at this crowd of wonderful people. We all look beautiful, but do we have that desire to be like Zacchaeus? We're willing to climb that sycamore tree to see Jesus.
看看我们自己在这边的人, 我们觉得我们还算光鲜, 但是我们是否内心有这样的渴慕, 像撒该一样, 愿意爬上桑树, 看主耶稣?
And like that woman, are we willing to run to Jesus and reach out our hand and touch Him because we're so desperate? There's no way out for us.
是否我们也像那换血肉女人一样, 她很迫切的, 她要跑去耶稣那里, 要摸他?
So I really thank the Lord that He wants to be close to us.
我们实在感谢主, 因为他愿意靠近我们。
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
我们再低头一点祷告。
Lord, again, we're just humbled.
主啊, 我们再一次说, 我们谦虚在你的面前。
You are our Lord, our Savior, our Master, the Creator of the universe.
主啊, 你是我们的主, 是我们的救主, 是创造天地的神。
And yet you want to be close to us.
哎, 但是你却愿意来亲近我们。
And you want to be mindful of us.
哦, 你竟在心里面来注视我们。
Lord, help us to have our eyes be open to our real self.
主啊, 帮助我们眼睛得开, 看见我们真实的自己。
And how desperately we need to come to you.
我们实在何等迫切需要来到你面前。
How much we need to see you and touch you.
我们实在何等需要看见你来摸你。
Lord, may we all climb up our sycamore trees to see you.
主啊, 愿我们都能爬上我们的桑树来看你。
Lord, thank you for loving us.
主啊, 谢谢你爱我们。
We don't deserve anything from you.
我们实在是本来配不上来从你那里得任何事。
But we thank you because you continue to love us. You continue to fill our lives with your grace.
但我们实在感谢你, 因为你一直爱我们, 你一直在来充满我们。
We bow and worship.
我们俯伏在你面前敬拜你。
In your precious name we pray. Amen.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。 Amen.